Okay, so Torah Kuf Chaf Hei L'Kutimaran. So, okay, the covered Tu Bishvat, holding by Rosh Hashanah Elon today. Not in Eretz Yisrael anymore, but still in America. So it's holding by Tu Bishvat, 30 days before Purim. Okay, still building off of this past week's Parsha. So B'siyat HaShemai, here we go. The covered Rabbeinu, the covered B'Shem Kol Yisrael. So Kutimaran, Torah Kuf Chaf Hei. So here, Rav Nachman's going to quote the Pasuk in this past week's Parsha, in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Hei. So, it speaks about this, the Parsha Saman. Hashem is speaking about the Inyan of Shabbos. It says like this. Vayomer Moshe, Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom LaHashem, Hayom Lo Simtza Uhu Basadeh. Okay, so it's talking about that the Inyan of eating on Shabbos, the Inyan of the Mon, how the Mon fell out on Shabbos, or the Erev Shabbos fell out. Two portions, there we go. So, Rav Nachman says the following. V'lamdu Rabbi Sinizal, Mikan, Shechayv le'echol, Shalosh Sudos b'Shabbos. Tlas Hayom k'sive. Why? Because since it says in the Pasuk, Hayom, three times in the Pasuk, and it's talking about eating on Shabbos, so from there, in the Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayinon Beis, it learns out that you have three Sudas on Shabbos. Nimsa, so what do we see? Shal kol Suda mishalosh Sudos k'siv Hayom. L'ramez, so what's the remez that it's learned out from the word hayom? Right? What's the point of telling it? It could be any word. It could just say ochel, or it could say Shabbos three times. Right? Why dafka that it says hayom? Right? Why? L'ramez shelo le'echol besuda shel Shabbos rak b'shvil hayom. Because when a person's at his suda on Shabbos, when you're eating on Shabbos, that the kavana should be that what I'm only eating b'shvil hayom, only for today, only for Shabbos itself. Why? Ki lefamim Ochlim b'shvil shera'ev mesmo. Because again, sometimes a person will eat. Why? Because you're hungry from yesterday. Right? That's the Indian that the first meal a person eats in the morning is called breakfast, which is lashon of break fast. Why? Because you're hungry that you haven't eaten in a long time. So a lot of times a person's going to eat. Why? Because you're hungry from yesterday. V'lefamim b'shvil shelo yehi ra'ev lamachar. And a lot of times a person will eat. Why? So that you won't be hungry later. For example, a person eats an energy bar. Why do you eat an energy bar? To give you energy for later, right? That person before race, right? People eat like noodles. Why? So when it comes to the race, you'll have energy. So you're eating for later. Ach, b'chol suda mishalosh suda shel Shabbos. When it comes to the three sudas of Shabbos, lo yocha ki im b'shvil hayom. You only eat l'kavod Shabbos. Meaning not for tomorrow, not for yesterday. Haynu suda zo lo b'shvil kodem, lo b'shvil achar kach. It's not for before. It's not for later. That rather, what? It's only for Hayom. It's only for Shabbos Kodesh itself. V'zeha inyan lo shemati piv HaKadosh ba'atzmo. Rav Nassan says, I didn't hear this from Rav Nachman himself. Rak mi pi achesh amar mishmo. Only from someone else. And u kisavtiv kimo shemati. Acher kach nizdamein shtibarti imo zal min in zeh. And then he says, and Rav Nachman spoke to me about this itself. Upikpik ba'atzma zev amar halo achila Shabbos yikarim on mod. Is not the achila the person eats on Shabbos, it's mamish so yakar, it's so precious. Ukanvor b'chol divrei Rabbi Sinai zechon levracha shebeshabbos tzrichin davka lechov lishtos harvas madanim. That davka on Shabbos you have to eat on Shabbos, right? You have to eat on Shabbos. You have to be marbe. Ve'ivanti, and I understood shein kavanas of my merzel limait ba'achila Shabbos chasrom. V'tochin kavanas of Maimer Zeh, lo be'er li klal. He says, he didn't explain it to me. Ki lo zachis d'abrei mo od Maimer Zeh. Rak achar kach, shemanai p'yav HaKadosh, kam v'kam v'toros l'inyin ma'alas k'dushas achilah Shabbos. About how great the achilah of Shabbos is. She yakar ma'od, that mamash the achilah of Shabbos is something that's so yakar, it's so precious. V'amar b'feresh, he says, he mamash said b'feresh. She tzrichim b'shabbos l'harbos v'maychal v'mishta kipshuto. He says, kipshuto. Not talking about you have to make judgment on it. Kipshuto, that you have to be marba in achila and shti on Shabbos. Why? Ki achila Shabbos hi kula elokus. Kula kodesh. Mamish, unbelievable to hear that from him. That what? That because the achila of Shabbos is mamish, it's kulo elokus. It's all godly. It's kula kodesh. The whole thing is kodesh. So not only are we seeing that what? That you don't just eat on Shabbos for tomorrow or for later. You're eating on Shabbos. Why? Because it itself is kodesh. I mean, there's nothing else. The achilah of Shabbos itself is mamash kula kodesh. So okay, so aleph we see for Rav Nachman here in this Torah is that what they have to realize when a Jew eats the achilah of Shabbos, why it's bechina for hayom. It's not for what's on the right or on the left or before or after. It's only what mamish for what's in front of you now to eat Lekavod Shabbos. Rather, it's what? It's for Hayom. You even see this if you look in the Parsha, in Bishalach, in Tezayin Pasuk Dalid, right? It says Vayom Hashem Moshe, Hinni Mamtir Lachem Lechem in Ashmayim, V'yatza Am V'laktu Devar Yom B'yomo. Right? They collected it every day. So Rashi says that what? Devar Yom B'yomo, Tzarech Achilas Yom Yilkatu B'yomo. That when you get the man, you only take for what you need today, not for what's tomorrow. And we know that the Indian of eating on Shabbos, for example, the Shtei HaLechem on Shabbos, and the Kugel on Shabbos, and all the food that you eat on Shabbos is what? It's a Zecher LeHaman. Right? Because the Indian of the man is what? Is that you only eat the man for what? For today. It's the Indian of Hayom. And that's the Bechina of Achilas Shabbos. Is what? It's for Hayom, not for what's on the right, not for what's on the left, not for what was, not for what's going to come. Rather, what? It's only for Hayom. So now, built off of this Torah, go to Torah Kuf Samech Beis in the Likutei Moran. Yeah, Torah 162. Yeah? So this is a Gevaldik Torah also. So it goes like this. Shem Nachman says the following. Bimei HaMagid, Zichrono Levracha. It's talking about the Magid of Mezrich, right? The Talmud Muvak of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So Bimei HaMagid, Zichrono Levracha. Haya ish ashir biyuchas. There was a person who lived in a time who was a very wealthy person. He had big yuchsin. And he was a big misnagid to the chassidim of the magid. And the chassidim told over to the magid that this guy's like a big misnagid to us. Vamar lehem, he said, Shiyiru lekarev oso ilav. He said that you should bring him close to me. Try to bring him to me. Ulishtada bazem od. And bring him close to me. Work hard to bring him to me. He says, and I'm going to daven to Hashem that you guys will have siyata shmaya. V'chein asu, and they did this. Ad she'azaram Hashem, that Hashem helped them. She'vi'o oso l'magid. V'nasa ish kashiyar shmayim. And he became mamish, he became a talmud of the magid, and he became mamish of balyir shmayim, and an ish kashir. Ach, but hischil liraid minichasav. But he started to lose his money. So again, before, this guy was mamish, a very wealthy person, and he was a big misnagid to the magid. So what happened? Once he became close to the magid, he started becoming mamish, a real talmud of the magid, he started to lose his wealth. So this is so sweet, where we're about to see right now. Vamar magid zal, the magid said to him, she'elu shnehem, e'efshah shiyub makam ha'echad. Yeah? That you can't have both. Meaning what? Hainu. Torah ugedula. You can't have Torah ugedula. I mean, you can't have Torah and Ashiras at the same time. You could either have one of the other. Either you could have Torah, which is what you're getting by me, or you could have Ashiras, but you can't be shaykh to me. Ki why? Because the Gemara says, ki harotza lahachim yadrim, and lahashir yatzbin. Right? It says, if a person wants to get chachma, right, then you should face towards the south. Right? You should go towards the south. It's talking about in Tefillah, it says that if a person wants chachma, you should face towards the south, which will be the right, because we know we daven the Mizrach. So on the right of Mizrach is south, on the left of Mizrach is north. Right? So arotza lahachim, if you want chachma, which is Torah, yatrim, face towards the right. Lahashir, but if you want to get rich and you get wealthy, yatzbin. Right? Then face towards the left, face towards the north. So what do we see from that? Nimsa, kisharotza lahachim, omei ledarom. Akein if shalol hashir, right? If you're facing towards Darum, then you don't have sheiches to the tzafon, you can't have wealth. Ki kashu b'darom az eno b'tzafon. Vaz shiras b'tzafon v'chein hafech. So the other, mean, you could choose one or the other, right? You either choose that way, and you don't have the other, or you choose the other way, and you don't have the other. Yeah? But there's an eitzah to have both. Ki imhu b'tachlis ha'nius, but if you make yourself an onav, and you mamish make yourself shu ayin mamish. You make yourself ayin mamish. Azai eino ome b'shim tzad. Then what happens? You're not standing to the right. You're not standing to the left. Ki ef shalomar love shu b'tzafon b'darim. It's impossible to say that you're facing towards the tzafon or the darim. Why? Me'achar shu ayin v'efes. Because you're nothing. You are nothing. The fact that you made yourself an ayin, you can't say you're in the tzafon. You're just in ayin. You're mamish and nothing. Alkain, so therefore, when you make yourself an ayin, and when you work on the midah of ayin, what happens? Alkain, efsher sheyet Torah gedul makom echad. Then what? Then you could have Torah gedul makom echad. Kigon, who do we see this by? Kigon Moshe Rabbeinu lavasham, Rabbeinu akadosh. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the king of Klal Yisrael. He had everything, all the wealth. But he's also the biggest anav, and he's also the biggest chacham. Why? Because he was such an anav. So Rabbeinu is telling us here is something unbelievable. That what? is that through the midah of ayin, you're not on the right, you're not on the left. Rather, what do you have? You mamish have everything in that way, right? That's a yizuchah to mamish everything. So now, b'siyat l'shmaya, let's just, for a few minutes, let's connect these two Torahs we learned from the Likutei Moran about how, what do we say the Indian of Shabbos is? The Indian of Shabbos is what? Is Hayom. Hayom, meaning what? That not, you're not eating on Shabbos for what was before, and you're not eating for what was after. Rather, you're just Hayom, you're in the middle. And what's the Indian of Vodas Hashem here also? The Indian is what? When you make yourself an Ayin, that's the Iker. And that's what happens to me, that if you take the matcha of Hayom, which is the Indian that we learn out from Shabbos, right? That we learn the Suddhas of Shabbos from the word Hayom. So Hayom is the gematria exactly 61, is gematria exactly Ayin. Because that's the Indian of Shabbos, is that Shabbos is all about Hayom. Why is it Hayom? Because Hayom is gematria Ayin. That's all Matzias of Shabbos. And this perhaps the secret of what the Arizal says on Leil Shabbos in the Nigin Azamer B'Shvachin. In the second part of Azamer B'Shvachin, we say Yemino Smola, that you have the right and you have the left, uveinayu kala, and the middle is the kala. Is that what? That Shabbos is the middle. Shabbos isn't the first day of the week. It's not the last day of the week. What is it? It's the middle of the week, like Rav Rubenstein said last night. That what? There's 3 days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos, but Shabbos is the middle. Shabbos is the ayin. Shabbos is the one who's mevatel himself. It happens to be very nice. Because we said before that you have darom and tzafon. So now, you could either have Dharam or Tzafon, but how do you get both Dharam and Tzafon? So Hashem sent me a very nice remez, is that I take gematria of Dharam. So Dharam is gematria 250, gematria Ner, yeah? And Tzafon is a gematria 226. So if you take Dharam plus Tzafon, it's gematria 476, is gematria exactly Shabbos b'miloy. Meaning you take a Shin, so we know Shin, the letters of Shin is Yud and Nun. You take a Bez, it's Yud and Tuf. You take a tough, it's just a vav. So if you take just the miloy of Shabbos, gematria 476, gematria exactly darom tzafon. Why? Because when you come into Shabbos, the bechin of Shabbos, you're zochet to both the darom and the tzafon. You can mamish have everything. Because the Indian of Shabbos is that ayin, it's the middle. It's the one that gives you mamish everything. And where do you see this from? Is that the Indian of Shabbos is yismechu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. That Shabbos is the day of Malchus. And we know that Shabbos, that the midah of Malchus is what? Is leis migar meklum. I have nothing of myself. That's why Rav Shor points out, if you take the Rashi Tevos of Leis, Migarme, Klum, so Leis is Lamin, Migarme is Mem, and Klum is Chaf, spells Melech. Because that's the end of a Melech, and that's the end of Shabbos. Shabbos is just an Anav, and it's Batal, and therefore what? You're Zocha to Mamish all the Oros of Shabbos, and everything you want comes through Shabbos, because Shabbos is that middle ground. So B'siyat HaShemaya, let's go a little bit of weiter. If we go to the end of the Parsha of B'Shalach, what? It comes to the Inyan of what? The Inyan of Milchias Amalek, Milchames Amalek. And we know that we're holding 30 days before Purim. So the Rebbe of Matal said one time in the Chabura, is that the Milchama of Amalek, where we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were up in the air, took place on Shabbos. So he said, Remes, this is the following, is that we know that the Inyan of Shabbos is an Eis Ratzon. We learned this out from Raiva the Raivin, because we know that Shal Shus is called Raiva the Raivin, which is Ratzon Sheber Ratzon. Which means that what? That until now, it's just been an Eis Ratzon. Right? But when you come to Shal Shittus, it's Ratzon of Ratzon. So the whole Shabbos is an Eis Ratzon. So he says, very nice. The Rebbe says a beautiful remez. He says, who are the three people involved in the Milchama versus Amalek here? We know that it was Moshe, who had his hands up in the air. And we know that Aaron HaKohen was holding one of his hands. And Hur was holding up the other hand. So the Rebbe said, he did gematria of Moshe plus Aaron plus Hur, is gematria Eis Ratzon. 816, Eis Ratzon. Because what? Because the Indian of taking down Amalek is what? Is that Indian of Eis Ratzon. Of Ratzon. We know we saw this last year from I'll just tell you, Rem is like this. If you take it, goes like this. If you take gematria of Aaron plus Hur, is gematria Eis. He has 470, is Aaron plus Hur. So Aaron plus Hur is gematria Amalek b'miloy. That what? That they go against Amalek. Okay? And that the Indian of Amalek, we know, we saw this last year from the Org Dalio, the Indian of Amalek is everything by Amalek is Mikra. Is Mikra. It's just Mikra. So if you take Gematria of Mikra, so Mikra is Gematria 345, is Gematria 1 below Ratzon. And we know Moshe, even though Moshe is Gematria 345, but the Zohar says Moshe Dar Ratzon. Moshe is Gematria Ratzon. So that means that Moshe is Gematria Ratzon. So Moshe takes down the Mikra of Amalek, and Aaron plus Chur is Gematria Amalek b'Miloy. And Moshe, Aaron, Chur is Gematria Eis Ratzon. Because the Ratzon is what takes down Amalek. And that's the name of Shabbos. and we said before, is that Shabbos, the Midah of Shabbos is what? Shabbos is the day of Ayin. It's the day of Bittul. Yeah? So it goes like this. We know, what does the Pasuk say? That as long as Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were up in the air, Klai Yisrael would be winning. But if his hands weren't up in the air, then the Lehefech. So the Pasuk says, Vayhi Yada Vemuna Ad Bo HaShemesh. Now we've said these Ramazim before, but it's always good to go over them, especially when we get close to Purim. Is that the Rebbe says beautiful remez. He says, Vayhi Yada Vemuna Ad Bo HaShemesh. So you take Gematria, Vayhi Yadav, is Gematria 61, is Gematria exactly Ayin. Right? And if you take Gematria, Vayhi Yadav Emuna Ad, is Gematria 237, is Gematria Ayin Bemiloi. Is that because the whole way that Moshe Rabbeinu took down Amalek was what? By being Biderech Ayin. Saying, Hashem, I'm Mevatel myself to you. And through that, Moshe Rabbeinu Zocha take down Amalek. The Rebbe says a Givadig Mashal to this, like we've said before also, says in a physical war, we know that in a physical war, how does a person surrender? By putting their hands up in the air, you say, oh, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. So that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu's mechavin b'derech ruchni is. He put his hands up in the air saying to Hashem, Hashem, I can't beat them on my own. I'm surrendering to you. Hashem said, oh, you're surrendering to me? Givadig. That's why if you look at the Pasuk, it says, that means Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, the war's on you. And so it's so givadig. If you look at the Pasuk, it says what? Vayidav emuna ad bo HaShemesh. And the last pasuk in Bishalach, Vayomer ki yan al keizka milchema la Hashem ba Amalek. Is that the milchama versus Amalek is not a milchama that we fight? It's a milchama la Hashem. It's Hashem's milchama. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu surrendered it to Hashem. That means that Hashem's fighting the war for us. And just the remez that Rubinstein likes to say is that we said before that the Indian of Shabbos is also from the man, if eating the man. So when it says, if you look at the pasuk says, man hu. Like it's talking about the man, and it says, what is this Indian? So it says, it's man hu. Let me just find you the pasuk that says that. Hold on a second, let me find it. Shabbos Hayom. Ah, so look at this, pasuk Tezaz. Tezvav. Vayiru b'nei Yisrael, vayomru isha l'chiv, manhu. Like, what is this? So manhu. So Rav Rubinstein points out that manhu is the osios emuna. Is that it's the Indian of emuna. And we know that's the whole sudas of Shabbos. Askinu sudasa de mehemenusa. It's a sudasa of emuna. It's a sudas of emuna. And the emuna is the Indian of bittel. That's why we say like this. We say, esa einai elaharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. So the way Rav Rubinstein like to read it is me'ayin yavo ezri. When I make myself an ayin, oh, then my siyata d'shmaya comes. So me'ayin is b'gematria emuna with the kolel. Because emuna is that Indian also of bittul tashem. And that's what Indian, the vayhi yad v'emuna, that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are spread on emuna in bittul tashem, oh, now you can take down Amalek. We see this Indian of Shabbos taking down Amalek come up also, is that in Megillas Esther, in the first parak, it says, Bayom HaShvi'i Kitov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. Now it's talking about Achashverosh Al Pipshat, right? Bayom HaShvi'i Kitov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. But we know that anytime it says HaMelech, it's talking about the Borei Olam. So what does it say? Bayom HaShvi'i. And what's Yom HaShvi'i? That's the name of Shabbos. So Dafka Bayom HaShvi'i, that's when the Nes of Purim started to come into play. Dafka through what? Through the S'chus of Shabbos Kodesh, because Amalek, because Shabbos comes, and it starts the process of wiping out Amalek. But Dafka by Raiva the Raven. Dafka by Raiva the Raven, you could say, that's the Zman where we take down Amalek. So the Rebbe says an unbelievable Rebbe is like this. He says the following. That we know is that, let's say, the two heroes of Purim are Mordechai and Esther. Versus the two, let's say, Rishayim of Purim are Haman and his wife Zeresh. Just as Mordechai and Esther go together, right? You have Zachar and Akeva, so too Haman and Zeresh go together. Yeah? So he says like this. If you take Haman and Zeresh be Mispar Katan, okay? So Mispar Katan means, for example, let's say you have a Tuf. So now a Tuf is 400, but it's one's column is 4, okay? So now let's take Haman be Mispar Katan. So Haman, Hey is 5, Mem is 4, that's 9, and Nun is 5, it's 14. So Haman's 14. And Zeresh, so Zion is 7, Resh is 2, it's 9, and Shin is 3, that's 12. Okay, so Haman, Zeresh is 14 and 12. So the Rebbe said if you take Haman times Zeresh, which is 14 times 12, is Gematria 168. Okay, 168 is Haman and Zeresh. Fine. So now let's take the heroes. Let's take Mordechai and Esther. So Esther is 1. Aleph is 1. Samech is 6. You have 7. Tav is 4. You have 11. And Resh is 2. You have 13. Okay, so Esther is 13. Now let's take Mordechai. So Mem is 4. Resh is 2, you have 6. Dalid is 4. You have 10. Chaf is 2. You have 12. And Yud is 1. You have 13. So Mordechai and Esther, 13 and 13. So if you take gematria of Mordechai times Esther, 13 times 13 is 169. Is one above Zeresh and Haman. So what's the uniqueness of 169 and 168? So let's see. How many hours are there in a week? So we know we have 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So if you take 24 times 7, is gematria 168. Is that what? That there's 168 hours in a week. And that's represented by Zeresh and Haman. But what do we know is the last hour of the week? Is what is the Zman of Shal Shudis, of Raiva the Raven, where you extend an hour into the week. It's the 169th hour of the week is Raiva the Raven. And that's why Mordechai times Esther, B'mispar Kot, is gematria 169. Because it's one above Haman and Zeresh, they could control a Jew 168 hours. They could somehow get to a Jew. But what when you come to Raiva the Raven, which is 169th hour of the week, that's Mordechai and Esther's territory, that's Mevat HaMalik. That's why we say, Krivu Li in the Zmiros of Raiva the Raven, Krivu Li Chazuche Li delays din in this Kifin. That there's no dinim right now. There's no Amalek, there's no Haman, there's no Zeresh. It's Kulo Or right now. It's like the Or of Kesser. And that's why Tzvi Meir says, a Remez, that if you look at the passage of the Zohar by the Zman of Shal Shudis, it says, Raiva the Raven Ishtakach. That Raiva the Raven is present. So if you take the Rosh Devos of Raiva is Reish, the Ravon is Dalid, Ishtakach is Aleph, it spells Adar. Because the Zman of Adar is the Zman of Raiva the Raven, because what? And that gives us the Koch to erase Amalek. That's why Raiva the Raven is Gematria Kesser. Because what? It's the Kesser. It's the Kesser that wipes out Amalek. That's why the whole Inyan Purim, you see, what is the Kesser of the Malchus? All Haman wants to do is wear the Kesser. He wants to wear the crown. And then Mordechai ends up wearing the crown. Because all around this Kesser. Because this Kesser is what comes and takes them down. But we know that the Inyan of Kesser is what? Kesser is Bittel. Kesser is called Ayin. Why? Because that's the Inyan. When a Jew brings himself to a Bechina of Ayin, boom. Then you could be Zocha to take that Amalek. That's the Or of Shabbos Kodesh. And that's the Or of Purim. And that's why part of this Indian, the B'nai Sasra says that we know that the Indian of Shabbos Kodesh is in on of itself. Because what happens when, let's say, Shabbos coincides with Pesach, or Shabbos coincides with Shavuos or Sukkos, how do you finish the bracha? Right, we say, we don't finish the bracha. Like normally we say this. Normally we say, V'achlin Hashem v'kenu be'ahav v'ratzon Shabbos kodesh v'inuch uvam kol yisrael kodesh mecha barach Hashem mekadesh ha-Shabbos. But what happens if it's Pesach? You don't just say Mekadesh Shabbos. You say what? Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim v'yom ha-Shabbos. That Shabbos comes second. Hold on, Shabbos comes second. We know, what do we have? What's the concept? Tadir ve'eno tadir kodem. Shabbos comes every week, and all of a sudden Pesach comes, and boom, you switch around the entire, what? The laning of Shabbos is, you don't lane Shabbos. The davening of Shabbos, it's shalosh regalim. What's tadir v'eno tadir? Tadir kodem. No. No. Because the whole Indian of Shabbos, Shabbos is the Balabayas. Shabbos is the one that runs the show. And what's the Indian of the Balabayas? The Balabayas gives kavod to his Orchim. Because Shabbos represents the Indian of Bittel. Even though this is my house, I want to welcome you. I'm going to be mevatel myself to you. Because Shabbos is that Indian of Anav. It's the Indian of Bittel. That's where Shabbos comes from. That's where Shabbos gives the call to the Jew. To know that what? That when I become an Ayin, like we learned from Rabbi Nachman, when a Jew chooses to be an Ayin, you're zoch to Darom and to Tzafon. Ichlu Hayom ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem. Hayom gematria ayin. Because that's where we learn out the sudas of Shabbos from. It's kulu alakus. Because what when a Jew makes himself ayin, then you're kulu alakus. Like we saw earlier in the year from Rav Nachman Torah Nun Beis, Rav Nachman says like this. We know that Hashem is called Meloch Laaretz Kevodo. Hashem is full. The whole world is Hashem. Yeah? So he said when a Jew makes himself batel and Jew makes himself ayin, is that means you're nothing. So now the question is, hold on a second, if you're nothing, then what do you become? So the answer is that since Hashem is Meloch HaLaretz Kvodo, that leis asr panamineh, there's no place that's lacking of Hashem, so that means that if you're nothing, and Hashem is everything, that means that you become godly itself. Rabbi Nachman says in Torah Nun Beis and Kutim Aran, that what when a Jew makes self ayin, you become elokus. And that's why the food of Shabbos is kula elokus. Why? Because it's inyan of bittel, it's inyan of amunah, inyan of amon. And just because today's Tu B'Shvat, this is the inyan of Tu B'Shvat also. Is that Tu B'Shvat, as again, there's lots saying Tu B'Shvat, but we know Tu B'Shvat is 30 days before Purim, so that means it's very mekusher to Purim, and the whole Indian of Purim, of taking down a Malik through the Bechin of Ayin. So it goes like this, V'siyat Tishmaya, is that we say a Pasuk in Tehillim, blinging out what Pasuk it is, but it's like this, Yismach Tzadik Kichazanakam, Yachpots v'dam Rasha, and then the pasuk says Vayomer Adam Ach Prila Tzadik. That we know the end of, we learned Sukkah last year, the end of Sukkah is that Inyan of Ach Prila Tzadik. Vayomer Adam Ach Prila Tzadik. So you know the Inyan of Tu B'Shvat is all the Paris of Ilan, the Paris of Ilan. So what's the Iker Paris? Where do the Paris go to? Ach Prila Tzadik. The Paris belong to the Tzadik. That's what we know, we said before, that Yosef HaTzadik is the Tzadik, and that he's called Ben Poras Yosef. Ben Poras Yosef. He's Ben Poras Yosef. So Poras, the same letters as Peros, Svarim point out. That because the Tzadik, all the Peros belong to the Tzadik. Ach, Prila Tzadik. But it's very nice, because the Ber Maim Chaim says in Sidur Shal Shabbos, by the Zman of Shal Shedis, he says this Torah. He says, what's the Prila Tzadik, though? What's the fruit of the Tzadik? Says, you know what the fruit of the tzaddik is? Is ach. Ach prila tzaddik. Because we know, whenever the Gemara says that achin v'rakin, whenever it says the word ach or rak, lashon miut hu. It's lashon of miut. It's something coming to mimayit something. So he said, so the Ber Maim Chaim says, so what's the prila tzaddik? Ach. The meaning of ach. The tzaddik being mevatel himself. When he's mimayit himself, he says ach. Oh, that's the prita of the tzaddik. That's the fruits of the tzaddik. Is what the bechina of bittel. And that's the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah Ilan. The whole Indian of Tu B'Shvat, not the whole Indian, but one of the big Indianim of it, is that we know that how does a tree sprout? A tree doesn't just become big. However big a tree is going to be, is what? Is Talay on what? Is a Shoresh. Is its Yesod. Yesod is the Indian of Tzadik, right? Tzadik Yesod Olam. But the Indian is that how far it is in the ground. The stronger it is underneath the ground, which represents Bittel. The more it's Mevatel itself underneath the ground, then pushing itself down, boom, then it can sprout big. And that's Ach Pri Latzadik. That's the Paris of the Tzadik. And that's the Indian of Shabbos. Shabbos is Indian of Shabbos is like the Elon. Shabbos is what sprouts. It gives the cough the entire week to nourish the entire week. And that's the Indian of Ach Pri Latzadik. So Api Remez, if they take the word Ach, be Chaf Sofit. So Aleph, Chaf Sofit, is Gematria 501. It's Gematria exactly Emuna Pshuta. Because that's the Indian of the Emuna Pshuta. It's a simplicity. Emuna Pshuta, it's Bittel. And Alpi Remez, we could also say, we know that one of the magic numbers of Purim is what? Is the Indian of, even Halacha, it says, Ad lo yada bein Ar Haman le Baruch Mordechai. So, Svarim bring down that what? That what's the uniqueness of Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai? That they have the same Gematria. That Ar Haman is Gematria 502, and Baruch Mordechai is Gematria 502. So Baruch Mordechai is Gematria Ach, with the Kolel. Because that's the Indian, the bracha of Mordechai. What's the baruch Mordechai? We know Mordechai is the tzaddik. Mordechai a tzaddik. What's the bracha of Mordechai? Is ach. That's the bracha of Mordechai. Ach pri la tzaddik. That's the main thing a Jew has to know on Tu B'Shvat. It's not just talking about trees. We know that the pasuk in Sefer Devarim says that what? Adam ki Adam eats a sada. That the Adam is the eats of the sada. And Svarim break down that even it's talking about when a person walks into the field, it's talking about the no. A person is of the field himself. A person's like a tree. And that's the Indian. Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh. To look at the Tu B'Shvat's talking about us, that we're a tree also. And look how I can grow. That we have to learn from the trees. Just as we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Svarim say that Moshe Kibal Torah Mi Sinai. That not that he was Mekabel, not just that he was Mekabel Torah from our Sinai, but what he was Mekabel Torah, Hora. He Mekabel a Derech from our Sinai. Just as our Sinai is the smallest of the mountains, and that's why the Torah was given to it. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, the way that I can be Zocher the Torah, if I make myself an Anav, then boom, I could also be Zocher the Torah. That's why Har Sinai is Gematria Purim. Because that's the Indian of Purim also, teaching us what to be bottle ourselves. Through Bittul, you're Zocher the Torah. That's why Purim's a day of what? Purim's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. But we know that Purim is Lashon of Pru Revu, which is Lashon of like of Peros, of fruits. Because the Peros of Purim start to come out on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is what, when it's all about the trees, all about the fruits of the trees. But we know that Iker Peres is what? Ach, Pri Latzadik. Make myself bottle. So, B'siyat Shmaya, through, I'll give you a remez, goes like this. We know that the Indian is, that by Sefer Malachim, it's talking about Eliyahu Navi, that one of the highest madrigas is what? Is Kol de Mamadaka. Is the Lashon of Kol de Mamadaka. A still, silent voice. Just, it's silent. It represents the Indian of Bittel. Is what? When I silent myself, and I quiet myself, oh, I keep Zilchit to the Or of Hashem. So it happens to be, if you take the word eitz b'miloy, spelt letters of eitz, so ayin is ayin yun nun, 130. Tzadik is tzadik dalad yud kuf, is 204. So 130 and 204 is gematria 334, is gematria exactly kol de mamadaka. is that the inyan of a tree, it's not about how big it is. It's not about how fancy it is on the outside. It's one, it's about what's going on the inside, the bittel, and underneath the ground. It's the anava that it has that enables it to sprout forth. And then also, if you take the word emuna b'miloi, emuna spelt letters of emuna b'miloi, is gematria exactly eitz b'miloi also. Because that's the inyan, that the eitz comes to remind us of what? The ikar nekuda is what? To work on the emuna. And the emuna pshuta is gematria ach, and that's the pri letzadik. And the emuna is manhu. And vayihi yadav emuna. Vayihi yadav emuna ad is gematria ayin b'miloi. Because that's the whole inyan. When a Jew makes himself ayin to the borei olam, then you're zochet all the brachas. Okay, so that's the end of Rav Nachman talking about Achlu Hayom. That Shabbos learned that from the word Hayom, Gematria Ayin. The other Torah, Kuf Samach Beis, that what the Indian, when a Jew makes himself Ayin, you're Zochet to the Darum and to the Tzafon. So, B'siyat HaShemaya, man, these parshas are mamish loaded. Zochet to the Oros of Shabbos Kodesh, the Oros of Purim, the Oros of Parsha Zachar, the Oros of Chanukah, the Oros of Tu B'Shvat, the Oros of whatever you want, the Oros of Rosh Hashanah, it's mamish loaded. We're Zochet to mamish all the Oros. And zochet that day to mamish mechias amalek and vizakeni lekabel kedush. You make kedushas Purim and kedushas Mordechai of Esther. And that day yom shekulo Shabbos, the day of complete bittul to Hashem, where it's going to be meloch laaretz kevodo. And that day yom shekulo Shabbos menucha lechay haolamim lekavod Shabbos kodesh.